Welcome to Heartbeat, the podcast of the Heart Women's Ministry. Heart is a Catholic women's ministry whose vision is to encourage women in their faith, in their life, and in who God's created them to be. This is a place where you'll hear from some amazing women share from their heart to your heart about who God is, what God's doing in their life, and how they're doing their very best to live out their faith. We pray that you are blessed and inspired. Enjoy Heartbeat. Hello and welcome to our podcast, Heart Catholic Women. My name is Emma and I'm here with Rosemary.
Hello, everybody.
This week, the heartbeat that I gave, which is called Come As You Are, really came out of the song Come As You Are that many of us would have sung at Mass many times.
So can you go through some of the words?
Yeah, so some of the lyrics which I shared were, we can just go verse by verse even. The first verse is, come as you are, that's how I want you. Come as you are, feel quiet at home. Close to my heart, loved and forgiven. Come as you are, why stand alone?
So why would God ask us to come as we are? Do you think it's because he wants us to be real to him, honest, upfront? He knows who we are, what we are. He created us. But come as I am, maybe 10 years ago, is actually a bit different to how I am now.
Yeah, that's true.
Because I've journeyed. I've changed. I've matured. I've hopefully grown wiser. But I'm still essentially me. But I think I've improved. The improved Rosemary, if you want to call it that.
Because what I got when I was like sharing in this heartbeat was like, my first question in the heartbeat is, did you know that you are acceptable to God just as you are?
That's beautiful.
Because sometimes I think, and you've probably given a little bit of an example there, sometimes I think we can go, I can't go to God because I've got to fix some things in my life first. Once I've fixed everything,
then I'll come.
Then I'll come to God because then I'm more worthy.
We're never going to be worthy.
That's it. So that's not what it is. God wants us exactly that, just as we are. There's nothing we can do to earn more of God's love. Like, we can't fix things and then God loves you more. It's actually a bit of the other way around. Come to God just as you are, and then with him, he can help you improve things, fix things, live the way he wants you to live.
And often, though, he will love you totally first. And then as you grow in the intimacy and maturity with him in the relationship, he then will go, hey, we need to work on this anger of yours.
Yeah.
But he doesn't all of a sudden go, oh, you've got this wrong and this wrong and this wrong and this wrong and this wrong. No, that's like put to the side. He just loves. You see the example in Scripture, especially in the New Testament with Jesus. You know, there was the woman who was going to be stoned to death because of adultery. Jesus didn't even bring it up. He knew what was going on, but he just said, you know, anybody else who hasn't sinned, well, then you pick up the first stone. And then what did he say to the woman? Basically, I accept you where you are. I love you. Sin no more. Let's start afresh.
Because actually God's love, I think, draws you on and causes you not to want to sin.
Yes.
Whereas if we start from the other way around and go, well, I got to fix all my sins.
You'll never get there.
God, we can't. No. Yeah. Because, you know, I've heard people say to me in the past, but you don't know what I've done. You don't know who I am. No, I don't. But God does. And God still accepts you and loves you.
Come.
Yeah. Because the next verse, it says, no need to fear, love sets no limits. No need to fear, love never ends. Don't run away, shamed and disheartened. Rest in my love, trust me again. And I think sometimes we can feel that shame and disheartening when we do sin.
But that's also, that's human to human or the enemy, Satan to us, trying to make us shameful, shamed, how terrible. Whereas God never condemns. He'll love and then spur us on to better and say, no, live this way. But he never condemns us. His relationship with us will convict us of things that we need to change. But with his grace and mercy and love, we can change easier with him doing it or helping us, or him totally doing it or helping us.
Yeah, that's it. The next verse, when it continues, it says, I came to call sinners, not just the virtuous. I came to bring peace, not to condemn. Each time you fail to live by my promise, why do you think I'd love you the less? And I think, like at the beginning of this chat, you said that, you know, we're different people, let's say 10 years ago to now. But sometimes I think when we've been on the journey of faith for a while, we can stop coming to God because we've either fallen out from God.
Or we feel we've done it again, or sinned again, like, done wrong.
And so then why come again?
Yeah.
But that question from God, this is all written in God's perspective, why do you think I'd love you the less? Like, that's just not in God's nature. He can't do that. He just loves. And so it's just amazing when you hear these words, because sometimes we can sing them
And not understand.
Or just have them brush over, like you don't think about them.
Yeah.
And then the last verse, come as you are, that's how I love you. Come as you are, trust me again. So he's inviting us again. Nothing can change the love that I bear you. All will be well. Just come as you are. And so it's just really beautiful lyrics when you think about that. And it just reminded me of just how God loves us and accepts us for who we are right now, today, and tomorrow he'll do the same.
Yeah.
And again and again and again.
What hope. What beautiful hope he has given us. That his love never stops, never's turned off, never altered. It's beautiful.
So the weekly challenge, I've just put two words. Yeah, well, I've put just come.
Yeah, just come as you are.
Yeah, so maybe you could take some time to pray this week and just sit there and just say, hey, God, this is me. Here I am. So we hope that that chat has really blessed you. We hope that that's encouraged you. And we look forward to chatting with you all again next week. Bye.
Bye, everybody.